Once I understood I'm just a guest living inside this shell, I've got to start being responsible and a good steward, a good manager, a good caretaker of this body, that I can't separate my physical from the spiritual. They do go hand in hand.
Can having godly character improve your physical health? Learn the answer on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and his guest, Governor Mike Huckabee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I can't hardly wait to get into today's broadcast. Let's pray and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the resurrection. It is exciting to look into our future, which is so bright in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, we welcome you to manifest yourself on this broadcast today every way you see fit. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Governor Mike Huckabee to this broadcast? Mike, I tell you what, I am so excited about what God's doing in this earth today. People talk about all the horrible things that are going on. They need to come over here and run around with me a while and see what God is moving, man, all over the world. You can, in just about any nation on earth now, including Russia, including the former Soviet Union, China, especially China. We were in Beijing earlier this year. You can stand on the street corner and say, I want to talk about Jesus, and just gather up a crowd, man, and they want to know about God. So it's more than exciting to have you on this broadcast.
Well, thank you.
And by the way, Governor Huckabee is not here in any kind of campaign or as a candidate. He is here today as an ordained minister of the gospel. This man is a preacher of the word. And I was so inspired by the book of his that he's written, one of several, that inspired me concerning the phrase that I got from him, the integrity of character. And the Lord instructed me to invite him on this broadcast and discuss that, to talk about it from the Word, talk about it, developing it. And in yesterday's broadcast, when we were talking about the things that were just thrust on you right at the beginning when you were Lieutenant Governor of Arkansas, and then Governor Tucker resigned, and then you stepped into office, and it's just flood of unexpected pressure and all these kind of things just thrust you right out in front where, man, it was do or die, wasn't it? The very first day. So the development of integrity of character in your life at that moment was the thing that kept you steady and strong and produced results and actually, at least in my opinion, made you governor of the state of Arkansas. And then, of course, you went on and were then elected governor for two terms, first Republican ever elected governor in two terms in Arkansas. But now, over a period of time, God took 110 pounds off you. And I know, without even talking to you about it, because I've been through this, I know that these standards of character is the only way to possibly even do it in the first place. But to keep it off in the roar of traffic and all your busy schedule, and like you were talking about yesterday, you don't take time, you make time to do these things. Now, he got up this morning and was out on the highway, out on our property here. I mean, before daylight this morning, running and said to me last night, he is running Afghanistan. Where all else did you tell me you were
Seoul,
running?
Seoul, Korea, Tokyo, in the green zone in Baghdad, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Belgium, and then virtually every city in America. If I go somewhere, from the small little country towns, maybe in some remote part of Michigan, all the way to major cities from New York to Los Angeles.
It takes integrity of character to get up and do that. When you're tired, you don't want to do it, you got the busiest schedule right now you've ever had in your entire life, yet, and in order to do it, you got to get up before daylight and get back before daylight.
And it was
really
dark out there today,
I'm going
to tell you.
Talk to us about that. First of all, I don't know the routine. You tell me how that weight came off.
Well, for me, it was when my doctor set me down and told me that if I didn't make a lifestyle change, I was entering the last decade of my life. And he told me how it would actually transpire. And I had not exercised. I didn't like it. I'm a typical Southern boy. I grew up eating everything fried, loved sweet things, and then everything else fried and gravied. So it wasn't exactly the ideal situation. And when he told me how that last decade would play out, that's when I said, you know, I need a new exit strategy for my life.
Yeah.
So that's when we set about, and I went to our medical school. They had a program to teach you how to start understanding what
foods
were.
And you were governor at this time.
I was governor.
Yeah.
Exactly. There were a lot of areas in my life that I'd been able to really put under the hand of God, but this was one that was out of control. And I always could say, well, you know, sometimes among Christians, we can say about everything sin except gluttony, and we don't even talk about that. But for me, this had become a real problem. And it was affecting my capacity to live long and to be healthy and to know that I had a future. What I had to learn to do was, first of all, realize that it's not about a diet. And the reason diets fail is because they have a beginning and an ending. I had to change a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I had to say that for the rest of my life, I have to live differently. There's a lot of spiritual applications. See, some people want to do the same thing spiritually and say, well, I'm going to enter a program of Bible study. No, you need to say, for the rest of my life, I have to have a discipline of the Word. Now, on the spiritual things, I got it. But on taking care of my own physical body, I just had sort of blocked that part of my life out. So the things that I knew were spiritual truths about prayer and about faithfulness, I had to start applying that to my physical body. So that means that I can't take garbage in and expect good things to come out any more than I can put garbage in my head and expect godly things to come forth. So my nutrition changed. I adapted a couple of rules. If it wasn't a food 100 years ago, it probably isn't a food today. A lot of things we eat are not foods. They're processes.
That's right.
They're chemicals. Yeah. We'd be better off eating the box and throwing the contents out. At least the box would have some fiber in it. We'd have more nutrition from it.
That's right. That's absolutely the truth.
And then I had to realize that there was no way to be healthy without exercise. God had designed my body to be functioning, not to be still and to sit, but to move. And that was the hard part for me. What I had to realize is the same principles that one applies, and we've talked about them all this week. You take things little at a time and you keep practicing them until they become a part of your habit and routine. Well, I would start riding a recumbent bicycle because it didn't kill me too badly, as overweight as I was. I could read the paper while I'm on the bike, and that was fine. And then I got to where I'd walk a little bit, then I'd walk a little more, and then I'd run 30 yards, and then 50 yards, and then 100 yards. And now I've completed 4 marathons, 26.2 miles. I run regularly. I never thought I would watch a marathon. You know, now I've run 4 of them. I'm training for the Boston Marathon next spring in
Are you really?
2008. I couldn't do that. And here's the thing. People say, I couldn't do that. Well, actually, you can't do it between today and tomorrow. But that's not the goal. The goal is I'm going to start between now and the time that the Lord takes me to be with Jesus. I'm going to change my lifestyle, and I'm going to just start doing it. I'll make some messes, but I'll keep doing it. And so it's a matter of good nutrition. We take better care of our cars. We're real picky about what fuel we pour in our cars.
Yeah.
We're not very picky about the kind of fuel we actually ingest into our human bodies. And then if you let your car sit in the garage and never turn the engine on, never run it, your tires have dry rot, your engine won't run, it gunks up. If we let our bodies sit and we don't move them and keep them active as they were designed by the Lord to function, then they're going to get atrophied. Our muscles begin to lose their capacity. And then we wonder why we're unhealthy. So for me, it was both a physical and a spiritual discipline that had to be built into my life to take better care of me. I realized that I knew I was going to go back to God, Brother Kenneth. That I'd settled when I came to be saved. I knew I was going back to God. But I also began to think, I may be going back sooner than he had intended me to if I don't do something about
it. Yeah, that's true. And it's serious.
It is serious.
You're not supposed to leave here before your job's done.
Well, and I was about to do that. Now, my doctors tell me that I'll outlive most of the people around me, and that's going to give me a great deal of joy, watching all those people that thought I was going to go early. Now they're going to have to put up with me a longer time.
Well, integrity of character, then, has to... First of all, it's true biblical-based thinking that says and comes to grips with, this is not about the way I look in my clothes. This is about my health.
Right.
This is not about, it's not just about my not wanting to die. It has to do with my responsibilities.
It's not about how I'm going to die. It's also about how am I going to live. And am I going to live with the kind of energy and stamina that the Lord needs out of me? Because if I don't have the stamina to get through the responsibilities, then it's His purpose for me that I'm cheating. If, on the other hand, I have the stamina and the strength, then the Lord can use me as a better vessel. And I don't want to have something in my life that's a distraction. I don't want something to sideline me, just like the athlete wants to play the entire game. So the believer ought to want to play every play while his feet are on this earth and play to the championship. And when we don't feel like it, and when we're not taking care of our health, we're going to be on the bench, not on the field. God's children need to want to be on the field, in there with God saying, calling our numbers and putting us out in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine any believer enjoying being on the bench when they could be on the field.
Well, and two, I see this a lot, where we're praying and ministering to people that are in dire need of God's healing grace and power in their physical bodies, are in pain or hurting, that When integrity of character gets involved with your daily routine of how you feed your body, how you take care of your body, wouldn't even be in that situation. And God's grace and mercy, He'll help you all He can. But I noticed in my own life that when I did my part, I noticed how quick the healing anointing of God was there. I mean, there was stuff that left me that I thought that I'd been praying over for a long time. But once I got my act straight, and I learned this about it too, that really has just really ministered to me, and this will help you. God created every living thing to be nourished. Everything's like that. Spirit, your spirit, your mind, your body, and even the natural things all living things have to be nourished. He provided the nourishment for your spirit. He provided nourishment for your mind. He provided nourishment for your body. But He won't feed you. You have to make the decision. That's part of your heritage from Him. Well, and I had made some decisions about that, and I studied about it, and And the more I studied it, and the stronger I developed in character facing it, where I wasn't, you know, if nobody looking, I'm gonna, no, it's how you are when ain't nobody there. You don't eat the Twinkie when there's nobody there,
right.
You know, to embarrass you because you ate it. And the more that developed, the less tempting the other stuff was. And in the middle of that, the word of the Lord came to me, and it just really helped me. He said, I provided the food, and your food must be exactly like your body. Your spiritual food has to be exactly like your spirit. He said, you can't feed your spirit on religion. You have to feed it on my word.
Mm-hmm.
You can't feed your mind without it being God's proper mental nourishment. Your mind will take it, but it doesn't produce what it's supposed to produce. And so physically, it's the same way. And all this stuff you were talking about earlier mm-hmm. made me think about this. That a lack of character, a lack of true honesty in business has created a lot of that non-food that everybody's addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the man that did that knows good and well the stuff ain't fit to eat. He's the one that knows what was put in there in the first place. It's full of sugar. It's full of stuff that's no good. And he hopes you get addicted to it so you'll just keep buying it.
If people would read the food labels, I think they'd be amazed at what's in it. And I would always say this, if you read a food label and you have no idea what those chemicals are, then why on earth would you put them in your body?
Yeah.
For me, I came to the place you mentioned just a few moments ago, the discipline of it, and about the people that struggle with all kinds of health problems and then say, Lord, please heal me. I had to realize that a lot of my health issues were the result of my own sin. I was rebelling against God's plan for taking care of my body. I wasn't being faithful in exercise and working. My physical body, I wasn't eating right. I was eating too large a portion. I was eating the wrong kinds of foods, and I was not thoughtful about what I was ingesting in my fuel. Well, that really, I could say, Lord, heal me. And he kept saying, well, I'd like to, but you're going to have to repent. You have to repent of your habits that are creating the illnesses, and then the healing will come as a result of that. And that's exactly what has happened in my own life and in my own body.
Praise God. And you're totally healthy man today.
I went from having really the body of somebody much older than me to having the body chemistry of a virtual teenager. And I was originally, 5 years ago, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I reversed that. I have no symptoms of diabetes, take no medication for it. My doctors say that I should live as if I've never had diabetes because I aggressively confronted it and dealt with it. And as long as I continue to take care of myself, that should not be.
Now, you introduced this to the state of Arkansas because you were governor at the time
exactly.
that this took place. And tell us about that. Tell us what happened during all that.
Well, my own personal pilgrimage, of course, was mirroring that of the country. We have a country that, frankly, 80% of all the expenditures we have in health care in this country are due to chronic disease. Three behaviors deal with it: under exercising, overeating, and smoking. Well, I've never smoked, but the other two I made up for the smoking by far. We developed what we call the Healthy Arkansas Plan, and it was a comprehensive approach to everything from school lunch menus to trying to encourage parents to watch what their kids ate. We sent body mass index reports to parents at home. We also started creating incentives for state employees to get off tobacco, to eat right, to exercise, gave them discounts on health insurance. All of those things were an important part because what we found was that if you spend some prevention money, you save a whole lot on the intervention money.
Yeah.
That's where we have to go. But as Christians, I also felt like we need to lead the way. If this isn't my body, it doesn't belong to me. God bought it. He paid for it with the blood of His Son. I don't have a right to do anything I want to with this body. And when I began to realize that it wasn't just about my physical life, my spiritual life was suffering because I was taking this property of the body, treating it as if it was mine when it didn't belong to me anymore. And once I understood I'm just a guest living inside this shell, I've got to start being responsible and a good steward, a good manager, a good caretaker of this body, that I can't separate my physical from the spiritual. They do go hand in hand.
What about the times when the pressure just outrageous? You didn't want to get up and exercise, particularly in the beginning months of that. You did not want to get up and exercise, and you got those long days where you're having to deal with a lot of people and it looks like unfixable situations and all that kind of thing. But yet, I gotta go work out, you know. And not only that, but the pressures of having to prepare food when you could just go to the vending machine and grab something and eat on the run. What kind of strategy did the Lord lead you to develop where resisting that's concerned?
Well, two things have to happen. One is develop the habit, which means you just keep doing the right thing over and over until it becomes the natural thing. But the second part, and this
that's
is important.
Character itself.
It is character.
It really is.
Like we've talked about all the week. It is the practicing, the habitual activity
praise
towards something.
God.
The second thing, accountability. We've got to have accountability. So I knew there were certain people who would regularly, my wife would be one of them, who made sure, what'd you eat today? Did you cheat today? Did you exercise today? Well, you get where you don't want to answer the question in the negative. So it's easier to get up and go ahead and do what you're supposed to do so I can say, yes, I did.
And then you're not faced with lying about it later.
That's exactly right.
That's actually the truth, isn't it?
Exactly.
It never changes, does it?
Never does.
God's Word works the same in every area of your life.
Spiritual,
I don't
financial,
care if you're a
physical.
School teacher, a car dealer, a lawyer. If you're a mother that stays home and raises children, I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care what you're doing. The principles are always the same. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. The governor and I will be back in just a moment.
For every individual, family, community, and country, there are defining moments. And in these moments, character is always the issue. In his book, Character is the Issue, Mike Huckabee, the Honorable Governor of the State of Arkansas, shares a contemporary memoir that underscores the power of honor, faith, and integrity. Character is the Issue is the compelling story of a pivotal moment in history when integrity and faith determined response in the midst of trial and defined the future. This book provides everyone who reads it with a clear picture of how a person of character responds under pressure. Character is the Issue is a must-read story for our age. An eloquent testimony of what integrity can accomplish in communities around the world. It will inspire you and remind everyone that character is always an issue. To request your copy of Character is the Issue, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. The cost for this essential book by Governor Mike Huckabee is only $11.99. To request your copy by phone, call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Or you may write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn the importance of living your life with integrity. Order your copy of Character is the Issue by Governor Mike Huckabee today.
Where does character development get you? Well, I can tell you like this. It caused an Arkansas preacher to become governor of the state. Amen. And the development of it, and the development of the integrity of character from God's Word, if you develop in that, in your life, and this book will help you, I'm telling you. I got a hold of this book, like I was saying, 10 years ago, and it blessed my life. It has blessed me since. And it sowed a seed in me to further develop integrity of character. I said it over and over. I got that phrase from Governor Huckabee, and I got it out of this book. So use the information there on the screen and get this book. Get hold of it. Now, tomorrow's broadcast, there are things that are happening all over this world today. It's always been this way. God's never changed it, and the devil can't. He'd like to, but he can't. He's stuck with what he is. So it's always the turmoil and the strife have always been here. But it has magnified today, if for no other reason. I mean, we've got 6 billion people on the earth. I mean, that's enough to cause a lot of trouble right there. But these standards and how they function and how they hold you steady, hold you on course. You've got a way to walk out your faith in God even when everybody around you is telling you, if you keep on doing that, you're not going to make it. You can't keep talking like that. You can't keep acting like that. You can't succeed doing that, particularly in what you're doing. We don't talk about that tomorrow. So don't miss it. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Governor Huckabee reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. The Branson Victory Campaign is March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. A new location for the West Coast Believers Convention, the Long Beach Convention Center, June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Join us on the Believer's Voice of Victory as John Copeland and Keith Moore study Psalms 91. Learn how to walk in God's perfect protection.
Find out what your responsibility is to walk in God's perfect protection. It's not just up to Him. We've got to do our part.
There are steps we must take to live in God's perfect protection. Don't miss these special broadcasts.